Okay, then there are certain patients who have a family history of generalized pustular psoriasis, or in those patients in whom there is a earlier onset of the disease. These are the patients who have a genetic mutation. Two genes are important in the mutation, that is IL36IRN, and the other is a CARD9 mutation. So this IL36RN is a gene which encodes for a protein that is interleukin 36 receptor antagonist, which plays a very important role in the inhibition of certain inflammatory pathways occurring in the skin. So it inhibits the pro-inflammatory cytokines of the interleukin 1 family, including interleukin 36 alpha, beta and gamma. So these cytokines play an important role in the signaling pathways such as NF kappa B and mitogen activated protein kinase, which are interregulated by the Th17 cytokines and TNF alpha. So overall, we can say that they all plays an important role in the inflammation when there is a mutation of the interleukin 36 RN. So ultimately, there will be increased amount of the pro-inflammatory cytokines release, and hence there will be inflammation leading to development of these generalized pustular psoriasis and cutaneous inflammation. Mutation in the CARD14 in generalized pustular psoriasis, particularly in those with coexisting plaque psoriasis, is another genetic mutation found in these patients. In the clinical features, in the acute stage, the patient generally present with a burning, painful sensation in the skin. Along with this, there will be increased xerosis and tenderness in the skin. Along with this, there will be fever, malaise, and arthralgia in 1/3 of the patients. Mean generally, there will be fever and malaise present, but in 1/3 of the patients, there will be arthralgias as well. These constitutional symptoms will not be present in the form of a prodrome, but they will be present along with the other cutaneous findings or the cutaneous complaints.